At this time, we're going to have Shane Wiebe from Inman. He works at the tract office there in Mound Ridge. And he's going to give us a demonstration of online tract activities. And also, he'll probably take some questions if you have some questions. So, yeah, we'll just turn that over to him right now.
Hi, this will be just an overview of our offices. We have a live stream going for the live traffic on our website right now. So, as you can see, there's a bunch in India there and Mexico, the U.S. If you go online right now to the Gospel Tract website, it'll pop up there. So, a little live view of that. I work at the Gospel Tract office there in Mound Ridge, along with Caleb. And there's two full-time workers there and three part-time, so a nice little group. We have two new tracts that just came out. One is called The Blame Game, and one is called My Path to God. They'll both be on that table back there, so make sure to look at them. The one is really cool. My Path to God kind of fits in with the 4U series, so it kind of goes along with that. Really cool tract. You can take any of the items on that table, like Craig mentioned earlier, if you want to order them later. And on the Heaven's Confetti, that is a new product, and it's actually on the Gospel Tract website. So if you go on Gospel Publishers, if you go on the Gospel Publishers website, it will show up under the new items list. So you can go there and place an order for that as well. I think that's about all I have. Any questions?
So, Greenwood and Moultrie have been blasting out a whole bunch of Heaven's Confetti back in Edom area. Is there a way you can see how much, has that changed anything in Edom in the last, say, 4 to 6 months with more people getting on the website there from the QR code?
Yeah, I'll quick pull up. We have a QR code website where you can look at the scans. So this is over starting January 22. And according to this, there's been 425 scans. So that's over the whole world. Let me go down here. United States is most of them.
There's your cities right there. Can y'all see that?
Yeah, as far as individual cities, I'm not sure. It's not on there. This thing has been having a few issues with, like, some people have been putting these out and some QR codes out in, like, Garden City, and the scans will show from, like, Abilene and stuff. So it could be that it's not exactly accurate. But
look at Calgary, that's fantastic, 30%.
Yeah, there's quite a few from Canada there. Edmonton, Vancouver. This is since January 22. So about a month. Yeah, I'm not sure if that makes too much of a difference, like, on the scan, but then you can track it and see where it was scanned and kind of get a metric for where your product has been put out in the... Yeah, that's right. You can actually, if you want to, you can make a QR code and send it in to us, and we can set this up to where we can track how many scans we get. So if you want to do that, we can do that pretty easily. So yeah, then it helps a lot with just knowing how many people are scanning it. Otherwise, you have no idea.
So Rod, I don't know if this is a question to you or to him, but you were talking last night that, you know, 2 years ago we had the meeting in Hydro. It was promoted pretty strong that QRs were coming in hard. Now, you're kind of almost feeling like they're not as big a deal as we first originally thought they would be?
Well, you would know better than I would, but my understanding is that they have, they're not, if you just see a random QR code, people aren't scanning them.
They're a little afraid of it.
It's more if you had personal connection with somebody, and then they're gonna scan from that and reach that. It doesn't seem like it's working very well just on its own, but except for the Heaven's Confetti, it seems like this gets pretty hit from that, right?
Yeah, that's what we found, is that a random QR code doesn't get scanned a lot, but if you have a Heaven's Confetti thing, it's a personal connection, like you were talking, and then someone can scan it because they have a connection with the QR code, then a little bit more meaningful in a way. So yeah, it does get scanned a lot more.
We just don't want to see that use of QR codes and stickers or whatever replacing trying to distribute credit. That's what we don't want to see happen.
Yeah, that is true. Although a part of our website is dedicated to people just wanting to read tracts online, so that helps that as well. And then they can order if they want to later. That is true. Even our website doesn't say a lot. It's just gtbs.org, so that's not super.
Yeah.
That is a good point. I'll have to think about that.
I had the same question, if there was somehow that y'all could put some lettering on there. Like, if I could go up and see four letters, I'm not going to, without knowing what those four letters are, I'm not going to scan it.
And is it out of the question to get it on the back of every track?
I don't know. We probably could. They have our website on there, and maybe an email. So I guess we haven't really looked into that too much yet, but maybe that's something we should look into, just so they have a direct access to our website from the tract. That is a good question. I'm not sure if that's a trackable QR code. If it is, it would be in this list, but I am not seeing it right off. So they probably are a few, but we just don't have it trackable. So we should probably make that a trackable one, though, so we do know. That'd be interesting. Get an idea of what is working. Yeah. You'll have to talk to Kim.
I don't know if I can read it. It says Japan stickers. What does that say? You know what that says up from your cursor right there? What is that all about?
I think that says QR codes.
Okay. Now we ordered some to put on some of the older Japanese tracks that we had that did not have a website or an email.
Okay, so they went on the tracks themselves.
We put them on, it was a label, and we put them onto the tracks.
Okay. This shows nothing from the last month, but you're probably there.
Well, we were due in July, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That'd be back in...
Well, now we'll see if there's been no response, right?
25. Yeah, now we'll know. Yeah, was that
right
here?
Yeah, right there.
Let's see.
Right there.
Okay, yeah, right there. Here's the order app, which is where you order tracks. So that's the first one, and then there's the homepage, and then Power of the Resurrection, Teach Us to Pray. Those are the next two. So, and Peace of Mind, that's the sixth one. Languages, that would be where you select your languages. Forgiveness, is there a God?
In Spanish, 48 hours from now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So those blue dots right now, those blue dots on the map?
They're individual people that have looked at our website in the last 30 minutes. Yeah, no, that's actually live. That's right.
Really?
So, there's a few here from Dallas. Dalhart. I don't know if any of those are us, though.
Dalhart, that's
it. Oklahoma City. That could be.
Don't get too excited, Lynn. Dalhart's on.
Yeah, I think this is one.
What is
this
that
is five. Right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, it seems like some of these like South Asian countries, there are quite a few. Like India, there's a lot of views on our website from India. Yeah, so I'm just kind of looking into that. I'm not going to take over, but try to, start helping with the Google Ads. And when 2026, like at the start of the new year, they released a bunch of changes, and so our ad views dropped to like zero, pretty much. And so we are trying to get that back going, but it's going to take a while, and I'm not sure what's going to happen. But before that, yes, they could pretty much adjust how many orders we got based on how many ads. Like, if you wanted to shut the orders down for a week, just turn the ads off and orders would drop. It was very interesting.
And what did that, was it specified what, how did the ads pop up? Were they pop-ups or what was it? Where, how did they describe what I'm trying to ask? Or, you know, where they have, where somebody was searching
that there's two different ad campaigns that we have going. One is search ads where you have like you type in a phrase like gospel tract,
yeah,
and that would bring up an ad for us. There's some of that, and there's also others that are more vague, like you type gospel literature or even questions like why am I feeling lost or something like that. So there's those two different ad campaigns.
Did you just go through the whole
on this live view here? Yeah, this is just a live view here, like on the, you're talking like down, like this, or just... Okay. right here's a graph. It shows like the last 30 minutes. So this is all the active users. This indicates how many have been on our website during like a specific minute. So 15 minutes ago, 15 users, you can kind of tell it peaked about here. And then here there wasn't much farther back. Yeah, here's all the live views. Did you have something?
Well, I was just going to say like that 18. That means in the last couple of minutes, 18 people have hit that.
Yep, that would be, this is 18 minutes, 18 people in the last 5 minutes right here.
Oh, yeah.
And then 82 in the last 30 minutes. And there are some interesting metrics, even with mobile versus computer. A lot of our people are on mobile devices, and I am not seeing that right now. But yeah, and then here's the list of which tracks are viewed most. Here's After Death in Spanish. That one jumped up recently. Forgiveness, Peace, Freedom, and Happiness. I don't know if there's a lot of like,
so
just,
113,
let's see what's that, oh, right here, I think that is 113 people have visited our order app, like where you order tracks. It's the first one on this list. So this order app that we have where you place an order for tracks got visited 113 times, and would it be the last 30 minutes, probably? So then the rest all go down from there.
In English, which is the most common requested track?
Peace of Mind in a Troubled World is the most popular, I think. But the For You series is also becoming more popular, like A Savior for You, A Friend for You. Those are all very common. The For You series, like the A Friend for You, A Savior for You, those are all becoming more popular as they get, as they're in our system longer and we send more out.
Is this page right here that we're looking at right now for you guys at the office, or can, do we all have access to this?
I think you have to have an account, like your email has to be sent in, and we'd have to make an account. I'm not sure why it wouldn't work for you, like why we wouldn't allow you to be on that. So I don't know. I guess you could talk to Caleb and see what he says on that if you want to get access to this page. Yeah, these two right here. This one is in Acapulco. And this one, I believe that's in Guatemala. I'm not sure if I'm going to try to pronounce that. Yeah, I wonder if that's us or not. There's a chance.
Is that typically how that map would look, or is it just different times it's loaded up differently, like yeah, the hits?
It'd be similar to this, most
yeah.
Common. India's normally more than that. But it's probably night there, so there's not many people up, but this would be more than normal for the U.S., I would say. And there's more. There's normally more in Africa. I'm not sure why there's only like three dots there right now. Go make some contact, yeah, for sure. I think it's like just a, just something to make it not static. Just like a, makes it, gives it life. Yeah. It, no, it kind of gets on my OCD. Like it's just pulsing. I don't know. It's ish, but whatever. Yeah, I think so. I'll just leave this live feed up probably well until they show the track routes thing. So, yep, thanks.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for that. That was really interesting. At this time, we're going to have a demonstration of the track route app. And Paul Schmidt has been quite involved with that, so we'll let him show us what that is. I don't know if some of you are acquainted with that. We use it there at Lakin. We really like it. I liked it. It sure is helpful for us. And so maybe some of you don't know what it is or aren't acquainted with it. So, Paul, I think we'll turn it over to you now at this time.
My name is Paul Schmidt. I'm from Hydro, Oklahoma. Those of you that don't know me, a few thoughts. I was inspired with last night's message, and I wondered on the way up here this morning what I would talk about. And I thought of, we all like technology, or at least I like technology, and what it does. AI sometimes is a little bit scary to me. You know, I don't know what it is. And being youth leader for the last 4 or 5 years has been quite interesting. We had youth Bible study class, and the youth guys would pop up with a perfect lesson Like, how'd you guys do this? Well, I got it out of them. They just told AI to make them a lesson. So perfect. Told them a Mennonite Sunday school lesson. And I was like, you guys got to get a little bit more in depth, you know, like sometimes when you make the lesson, it works. So technology's fun, but it can also be a little bit detrimental to us. I got to thinking on the way up here, I made a challenge to myself driving up here to not pull my phone out of my pocket the whole way. It was a little bit of a challenge. So how many of you have looked at your phone while driving? Let's see your hands. How many of you have texted while driving? How many of you have looked at the news or looked at WhatsApp statuses or watched something while driving? Do you catch yourself drifting off and catch yourself in the other lane sometimes? How many of you have caught yourselves in another lane? Yeah. I think it can be the same way in Christian life. And I thought of that in a way of like this track mapping system. Don't lose the vision of coming in to put out a track box and not have your head up. Like, so many of us look eye level. We don't ever look up. Like, how many of you even know what the lights actually look like in here, or what's above you? We're so into looking down. So if going into a place to bring a track rack, I would encourage leave the app alone. Like, go into the place, remember what you're doing, who you talk to, make your eye contact, like Tim was saying, talk to people personally, because that's sometimes where you run into opportunities. And when you get back out to the vehicle, that's when you can sit down and punch it in right quick. Yes. Best thing is to some of us, those of you that don't like tech or it's hard for you, grab a youth guy. Have a youth guy come with you and say, hey, I got a new track route mapping system. Jump in with me and let's figure it out. And they'll figure it out 10 times faster than even I will. You hand something electronic to them and they've got it. I am so, so enthused with where the track routing system has gone. So a little bit of background on where we come from. In Farwell, I remember that meeting, we all kind of sat down in some folding chairs. What was that Farwell track meeting? Not very many. That was the first track meeting since before COVID, right? And I remember sitting down there, Tyson Heber had done a lot of footwork of calling personally each one of us and saying, where do you have cities? Where do you have tracks at? And he had a map there with pins on a screen. And I remember the buzz that happened when we were all sitting there. He zoomed in over to Denver. And I remember some saying, well, we didn't know you were in Denver. You mean you're taking care of Denver? Well, we have track boxes in Denver. And there was confusion. It didn't take long, faster than I knew it. Tyson, Hebert, Patrick Ince, and myself were placed on a committee to come up with a solution. And we fast did not know what we were doing. We did not even have a clue what we were going to do. So we went to the back and we kind of put our heads together, and I can remember Patrick, he said, dude, we do not want to police this project. He said, there's no way we're going to police this project. Because some said, well, we need to know where to go. And between us, we're like, what we decided, what we wanted to come up with was a way to allow people to see where others were going. And it totally did not matter who went where, but the goal was to get the word out. Place boxes. Go. don't just sit back on your hands because somebody else is already in Oklahoma City. Go there. There's open opportunity. More boxes, the better. We don't care if there's five congregations going to Denver. There's plenty of room for all. So we talked to Troy Berge, is it? Is that how you say his last name? He's part of the Church Maps developers, and he was very enthusiastic. He was, and it was probably a matter of weeks, and he had a sort of a beta version in our hands, and we were playing with it, and we had a lot of fun on that chat, trying to make the website crash. So when we got it going at the Hydro meeting, that thing had only been live for maybe a couple weeks. And of course it crashed on us several times. And since then we've gotten it on a lot more stable platform. I was talking to Troy again last night, and he's still working with little fixes in the background. A lot more updates have come. And what I am most inspired with is seeing Tyson and Patrick's and my vision come alive on this map. And that is just, that is so inspiring to see, and it's all because of you as workers. Brandon, can you see that? Okay, I didn't know if you'd rather switch there. You can see that. But I'm going to try to get out of the way here. So this is what you will see when you get logged in. Obviously, the blue is our personal routes, like our congregation's routes. We'll just kind of zoom around in here and look at the different places, what's going on. We have a new feature up here in the top, right there, is the districts tab. That now, we had Troy add that in there to where we could see the districts where we're at. So I think that's right. If it's not, somebody let me know.
Our old district for our track.
Yes, so we're here in the blue. And then, do you remember that Oklahoma City, I think, maybe had one pin there?
Yeah.
And I think it was Homeland. That was it. And we're like, Oklahoma City's dead. There's nothing there. So zoom in on to Oklahoma City and click on that, the furthest east one there. Nope, not that one. Go to Oklahoma City, the orange one. Yep. Okay, there is 31 stops there. Hit the view. That is Homeland's stops in Oklahoma City. Now when Homeland is there, you can see the other spots in there. That's Red Rock Congregation down there at Eagle. I could not be more proud of you guys. Like, that has just really exploded up in there. Go ahead and hit.
Are the green ones the Homeland route? And the
yes,
ones
yes. There? So hit the back button and then go ahead and click on that other orange spot. I forget what they have that route named. West OKC Red Rock. Yep. So now you can see their stops. But it also pulls in Homeland. So when you're on a route and you're running, you can, you know, like let's say they're at the DeVille Park Coin Laundry and they're going to go on down. They can be in this and they can be like, oh, well, they're right there. So we can maybe go up this way or down that way.
What did you mark where you're
stopped? Like that right there, that's one of Red Rock stops. So when they're on the site here, they can look down, they can have their routes open, but it also, when you're in the vicinity of someone else's routes, it's going to open up their stops. So like they can look at this and they can be like, well, they're here, you know, we could maybe go up this way. The whole idea of this again is to get the word out, get track boxes out. It's not about who's where. That was just so enthusing to actually see that happen, that there's two congregations hitting this so close and they're not inhibiting each other at all. Let's go back over to Denver Hit the back button. Yep. Go over to Denver. And just for the sake of those that were at Farwell. So the Aurora route. I think that's Patrick's, isn't it? Click on, just click on that one. So now, same thing again, you can see the two different stops. And it's so interesting to see how the two have just, they're separate from each other, but they're working in the same city so close to each other. And, you know, if they would see, like, let's say this cleaners was over here, and is the only one, they could look at this, they could click on that. I think you can click that. Okay, it doesn't show. You'd have to go back out. But they can actually see whose route that is. And if they knew somebody on that route, they could call them and say, hey, we're right here by this laundry. It's empty. We serviced it for you. We got it. It just because it'd be right there close. Outside of our district, it has been amazing. I am just absolutely so enthused. And I've been enthused with like the young people involved is just amazing. Swing on up there to Alaska, Brandon. Choose anyone down there, anyone you like, just click on it. There's five stops there, you click back. There's some stops in there, I think. There's some big routes up there in Alaska down there. Yeah, there's 30 stops on that route. So as soon as he gets close to another route, you know, he's automatically seeing that come in.
How do they have two routes up there?
So what that is doing is that's the same congregation.
Separating days.
But they're separating. See there, they have two different routes in the same city. So that they've named that a route. So just click on that. Okay, go back and just to where you can see who has the congregation on it. On that one.
Right there.
Yeah. So, congregation is Northern Tides. So, X that and go over to that one. Northern Tides. So, what they have done here is really nice. So, don't be afraid when you're making routes. Don't make one, just one big route. Split it up. Split your cities up. Make it to where if, let's say, Craig, you're gonna be over in this part of the area, and you call me up and be like, hey, I'm going over there. Like, hey, there's some boxes over there, you can hit it, and I can share you that one little spot. You can go catch it if you have a chance. So that's the really nice part about that. Go on down to Florida. I want to commend who is ever in Florida. They have track boxes in liquor stores down there. So any of you can get on here and explore. Like if you need ideas, if you're at a stump, like where do I put a box? What can I do? Just go look at some of their spots. I mean, it'll give you ideas where they have a track box. And it is quite amazing. Go on down to the right there, the Route 17 Key West. Open that up. I mean, they're hitting it. So the red ones are spots that they've been at, and they've obviously notated them that currently they're a no-go, but that they've been there and they've tried it. Any questions on like where the... You can zoom back out.
I have a question. Go back into Oklahoma, Central Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's Chickasha in Paul's Valley.
Yep.
And between there is an orange dot that says Norman.
Mm-hmm.
What is that all about? Because the city of Norman is northeast of there a little bit.
Okay, so
what is that all about?
Go ahead and click on that, Brandon.
Okay.
So that's plain view. So I'll explain to you what's going on here. They named that route Norman, whoever named it. If they were originally in Norman and they begin making stops outside of Norman, that orange dot where they placed it is going to start to centralize where they are putting stops. So I got a call from one congregation that placed a route, and then they proceeded to expand that route far out west. And they were upset because that dot was not staying where they stuck it. And I'm like, well, most of your stops are clear over here in western Kansas. You need to separate your routes. So, like, they could technically go in there, Plainview could, and rename that. You know, like, if it's not staying in Norman, they could rename that route.
But I guess when I'm looking at, there's no stops indicated there.
It's stop count, so go ahead and hit view. So there's their stops. There's four.
So it's in the middle of them.
Yeah. So what they should have done is either name that, you know, like Southeast Chickasha or Chickasha. They could name that route differently. But that's all in how the congregation named it. But the neat part about this is you can go and see, oh, that's Plainview. They're running that area. You can see their stops.
Okay, so go back down and go actually to the city of Norman, because there were quite a few stops in the city of Norman. And who is doing those? Because all those numbers, are those stops, those 110, 110A?
Nope, that's city.
Those are what?
Exits.
Yeah, that's exits.
Okay, so where are the stops there then?
Well, we don't have any, there's nobody there right now. Go ahead and click on that Oklahoma City Homeland. Hit view, go back out. Yeah, so they're going, the furthest they got down there is the Okie Suds. Go ahead and click back on Red Rocks again. Yeah, they're not any further south. Norman's open territory. Go for it. There's so many places you can go, and that's the neat part about looking at this, is if you see that one spot is a lot and you see someplace that's not, go for it. Like, it's just so enthusing to see.
So, Paul, back on that Chickasha with that Norman
one. Yes?
If they, what you're saying is they could have, even if they have one or two stops, they could have made one route be just Chickasha, and they'd only put the Chickasha stops into that route.
Yes.
And so they leave Chickasha, even if it's 10 miles to the next town, you could make a new route again for that town, and that pin would stay local to that exact location. Is that kind of where you're...
It would stay local to the stops that you're putting. It's going to centralize around the stops that you place. So make stops, like create stops. Don't make one large route. And the reason I'm saying that is back what I was pointing out here was, let's say, you know, like, let's say you got a youth guy or something, and he's gonna run over to Purcell for a part. And you have, let's say, two boxes over there in Purcell, and you haven't been over there in a long time. You can get on the app, and we'll show you how that works. But share him Purcell. Hey, can you go grab those two boxes while you're there and click the service button? It gives you more options. You're able to share individual pieces of your route. You know, even though you might be able to hit it multiple times. The other thing, like, when you're creating routes, name them kind of where you're at. Like, if you're in Norman, name it Norman. If you're in Purcell, name it Purcell. You may have to, you know, name it. You may have to put that name in twice, but that's okay. Gives you a good reference of if you're going to share it or go from there.
So, Paul, what I'm understanding is that you don't need to think about a route as what you can cover in a day.
No.
You're thinking of, you might have five or six routes that you're going to do this day.
Absolutely.
Instead of it being, this
yes.
is a route for this day and this is a route for this day.
Yes. Like, if we had the time, we could go down into, like, wherever you're at.
Yeah.
And then there's one down in, there's some down in Texas too. I mean, these routes are large, and they have several route stops in one city even. That is so nice, because you can share them, you know, West OKC, and somebody could spend the whole day there. If they had the chance, they could run the other half. But that's what's nice about making, don't be afraid to make routes. Make routes. As split it up. Don't worry about what you can do in a day. Just split it up for cities, for whatever reminds you of that route. Yes. We'll go over that. Does anyone have questions, or do you want to? Everyone that becomes an admin, and we'll go through that just a little bit. If you need to know how to become an admin after this, I'll just introduce you guys right now. Brandon Bays, he will help you get set up as an admin. We have Chet Bender on the back row, he can help you. And then there's also Jack Workington back there. And if some of you ladies are into that more, Katie Stutzman back there, she can definitely help you get going too. She's pretty good at it too. That'll get you into the admin. So once you become an admin, you can explore as much as you like. Create stops. Once you're an admin, if you can get with your local track worker, if you're not the track worker, you can ask the track worker, hey, you got any boxes that I can go to today? I'm going over this way. He can be like, I'll share you this part of the route you're going to. And, you know, when we first set this up, we thought, well, we'd just set it up as a congregation. And the more that we worked with Troy, he was like, no, get people on it. Don't make it as a per congregation, but you will make stops and routes under that congregational name wherever you are.
Did you follow, is there a way to like streamline that as far as GPS coordinates, and I can just plug it into my car and I'm not backtracking at all, or is there like a live GPS reading on there that will show me where I am in live time?
We'll get there. So for those of you that are technical, this is a website. It is not an app. It is hard to get GPS tracking incorporated into a website. It's extremely expensive, upwards of $30,000. We opted to just not go that route, but to give you an option, and we'll go through that. You ready to go through the operations of the map?
Well, Paul, before we go there, though, this thing is not going to be effective if everybody doesn't use it. Because you're not.
That's right. So let's go into that just a little bit. So
maybe you should repeat that. I don't know if everybody heard what Rod said.
So just to give you an example, we went to a wedding down in Arizona. Some of you may. And I ran into a brother down there. His name is Daryl Ratzloff. And I was sitting there talking to him, and very enthused track worker. And the longer he got to talking to me, he had lots and lots of stops. And so I opened up the track route to him. I spent probably 2 hours at the table with him and got him opened up, got him creating some stops, and he was so, so enthused. And his young track worker that was with him was very enthused too. He's like, we have no clue where they are. He said, every stop is in his head. He knows where every stop is. And this man's created this route that's massive, and only he knew where they were. Sadly, 3 months later, he passed away. They're gone. step in there and do their best. But I hear things like that. For sure, out east, a little updates what Troy and us are working on. There are issues that we've ran into with high-rise buildings of multiple tracks on high-rise levels. And how to create a stop around that high-rise. So we're working on that. We're working on solutions to that. To where you will be able to look at that and see how many stops and on what floor and what levels those racks are placed. So Troy and I were just talking about that last night, how to go with that. But I think he's got some really good ideas, and we'll put that in beta and start messing with that. What I hear of out east is a lot of folks are still running on either a delivery app or a food delivery type service, that's how they've gotten it. And I've heard stories of people that have that system crashed, and they've lost it, and they get to start over. With this, everything is backed up, I think, at least 2 or 3 times through Troy's network and service. So it's very easy, if things get lost, to bring things back. And it's very hard to delete what you've created. You've got to go through several steps to get that done. So for those that, you know, have a route and it's large and it's already on an app like that, if you could sit down and take the time, put those stops over into something like this, because when the new track worker comes in, if he could be shared something like this, he would have it. He wouldn't have to start over. He wouldn't have to try to figure out how to get this delivery app service to work. I know it's a lot of work, and when you already have a route going, but it makes it so nice when you need to pass that on to somebody else. You know, there's probably areas in like Tim there in New York that a lot of what you're doing is probably just handouts. I mean, you probably have a lot of stops there. Go on down to Argentina. So Tyson is down there. So just to give you a little bit of what's going on there, he's placed a few red spots. I don't know that he's really placing just a lot of racks. I think he's probably doing a lot more handout stuff. So that's kind of what that looks like for him. Those of you that know him, they just flew to the very southernmost city in the world, I think, the other day. So that was pretty amazing. Said it was quite cold there. Any more before we get into the map operations? Have I ran out of time? Okay. Options tab. Different devices could have this menu down here, over here, depending how you have it set up. We'll start with access sharing. To be able to become an admin, anybody can log in, create an account, but they will not be able to do anything unless you are an admin. Everybody has to become an admin to be able to do anything or see anything or do anything on this website. That access sharing is the only way you are able to get that. Okay, so here's where, if these are our routes here listed, they're not checked. So if you're going to share this, like let's say I meet Craig here and I talk to him, and he's new to this, I'm going to click that right there. Go ahead and click it. And now I can obviously find his number, his email, some way, get this to him by this share app. That's going to give him a 10-day link. And he needs to go on and create an account from that link that he gets sent within 10 days. If not, he'll have to call me and get another new 10-day link. It's not hard. It's a simple email, and you go from there. If some of you have come to me, I think think at least maybe two or three. If you have not been on this website in a while, it may not work. You may not be able to create a stop or a route. If that happens, you will need to go in here and delete data cache. What that does, it just clears out any nonsense that's been running around in the background. It does not delete anything app-wise, route-wise. It just cleans up the map for you. Interface mode. If you're someone that feels like, I can't do this. All I can do is, I don't want to say how many boxes I have here. I just want to put a dot where I'm putting a rack. You can go to that simple mode right there and reload that. Now there will not be any box or anything. You just drop a dot where you left a rack. It's a very limited version of the website, but it's very simple and very easy to run. We have open advanced mode. When you load this in, you will normally be in default mode when you first get in. That will allow you to actually create stops. It'll allow you to place boxes, how many boxes, languages. If you're familiar with the app, you're more than welcome to go on into the advanced setting. So you can flip back out of that. X out of that. So what the advanced setting is going to do is going to give you this right here. You don't have to click on it if you don't want. But that is going to open up a huge well of information. I mean, it opens, you got full access to everything we have available, even the new stuff. Go back to that options tab. Simple things that are in here are if you're on the route and you want it to follow your location. There's your follow location right there. You can turn that on and it'll actually follow you on the map. And there's also another tab you can keep screen awake. There's other things in there that are not really irrelevant. So you can X back out of that. If you have any questions, I guess I should go there. That's where you turn your location on to where it'll actually display where you're at. And of course, if you don't have your location turned on, you'll have to turn that on. Now you get a red arrow where you're at. Over here on the questions tab, if you need help and you're trying to figure out how to do something, we added that helps to there. Your homepage, your support, how to create a route, how to add a stop, how to share the access like we talked about. It is all right here. Go ahead and click on this support right there. I would encourage you to not use this support page unless you know what's going on with this website. You have been running it and you actually really truly run into a problem. That sends an email directly to Troy and he will address it. Everything you need to know is on the helps. So it's either here or you can go over here to this menu and you can go to help. This will open up an entire helps page. Take the time and go through it. Troy has done a phenomenal job of listing out everything step by step what to do. So before you contact support, this will give you everything, step by step tutorial. Go back to that menu right quick. And then go to home. That'll bring us back. Creating a route, everything works around the new button. For those of you that have not done this yet, you can click that. Now just go over here to say Shawnee. Just place a dot. Doesn't matter where you put it. And I would name that route name Shawnee. I would name it your congregation. Yeah. Now, remember, when you create a route, make note of what the required name is, because the only way to delete that route, which we're going to do, is you have to, I mean, capital, specific, everything to be able to get rid of that. Okay, now we can hit view. Now our new button lights up again, so hit that again. So now we are in the Shawnee route. So now if we go in here, and if you want, you can turn the layers on to where you can actually see I lost my mind on it. Yeah, if you want to see that, you can. You can zoom in here and just put a stop anywhere you'd like, Brandon. So there's your stop name. You can name it Brandon's Quick Mart. And your main contact was Josh Schmidt. You can put his phone number. You don't have to put any of this if you don't want to. You can actually, if you're on this right here, if where that said address, you can actually click on that. And if you're in this live mode, it'll automatically put the whole address, state code, everything in there for you. Yes. Okay, so let's go back out of that. Go over to, say, Weatherford. And so we're back out for the route page, so now we're in the Weatherford route, so we're going to view that. So that puts us into routes and stops. So I don't remember what that one was at all, but that's when it was serviced. It was 7/8/24. You can put notes in there, who you talk to. It's a one pocket with English only. If you want to edit that, you can hit this plus button. No. This one right here. So you can split it. You can split it into, you know, a two pocket, a four pocket, the language. You can click on all that stuff. So this navigate button right here, let's show you that right quick. I don't think we have that turned on. So on your phone, when you hit that, if you're running a Android device or a Google device, it's only going to open, it's going to automatically open up in Google Maps. If you're an Apple user, it's going to give you two options. It'll give you Google Maps or Apple Maps, whichever you want to choose. And you can click on either one and it'll take you by your route system to that stop. So that is the way that's working right now. That was a really fast overview. Yes.
You hit that out again.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit the view.
Yep. So like you can put notes right here of, you know, I left the box, you know, like obviously hit view in the window seal to the left of the door. You can even write in here, you know, who you talk to. I was real enthused to see, I think was I talking to you, Jared? They have an impressive note system going on. Like, in one of the stops that you showed me, I mean, they had listed who they talked to. It was nice. Like, it was really nice. It was really neat what they had ended up using that for. So if you service that, you can hit service there at the bottom. You can check that. You can, if you want to hide that stop, like let's say it's gone, you can just hide it for now. You can delete it. And when you are in advanced mode, just a quick overview of the advanced mode. When you go to routes, when you have advanced mode, when you're in the advanced mode of this website, if you go to routes, you can let this auto create a route. You can select your vehicle count to 2 or 3. Go ahead and select it to 2. It's going to bring you vehicle 1, vehicle 2. You can let it split the routes up for you. You can hit submit there if you'd like. See if Fairview's Wi-Fi works. Okay, now zoom back out. Okay, it's going to kind of split the city in half. So you can, if I'm running the route with Craig here, I can be like, hey Craig, you want to take this west route and I'll take this east route. And now we can see, and as we go, they'll turn to check marks as we've serviced. There's so many features like that in advanced mode that you don't get in regular mode. If you're stuck here and you cannot figure out, you go back to this, say 6 months from now, and you're like, I cannot get the split routes. Go back up here to options, delete data cache. And it should let you back out of that. If you cannot get that to separate, yeah, like it will there. Whenever you say. If you got any more questions, the tech table is at the back.
Can you run through that again? Where did you go to get that for the separating the routes?
Okay, so you'll have to be in advanced mode. You'll have to have that in advanced. And then when you're in advanced mode, obviously you're going to just click on Clinton there. Or whatever. Hit view. You see where it says routes up there? That's where you can hit route. There is manual mode. You can switch to manual mode, and you can actually pick the stops you want him to go to. Let me show you one more thing. Go back here to options, or go back out of that route. Go back to options. Go to access sharing. This is a big reason why it's so nice when each one of you, even if you're not a track worker, if you have an account and you are an admin, anybody in your congregation, like, let's say I want Craig or Shane here to run the Clinton route or the Cordell route, I can haul off and say, hey Shane, can you run the Clinton route for me? I can check that and I can share that to Shane. All he's going to get, even though he might be a track worker somewhere else, he'll get access to the Clinton route. I can go over here to Craig and I can be like, hey, can you take the Weatherford route? And I can share that to him. If you don't want anyone to have your routes, make sure those are not selected and you just hit the share. Again, we're at it.
Can you go to like Stillwater and just go to one of our, and just kind of show them the notes that we have?
I don't know if I can see your notes or not, but is that under
Stillwater?
You've probably got it listed over here. You could probably rename that and call it Stillwater. Hit view. Go find a stop. See if it'll let you view what kind of notes they got. I don't think it will. Nope. All it's going to give you is a service contact. So the nice part about that is if I'm here, I can look at that and all I can do is call you and be like, hey.
You can't see the notes.
Yeah, that's for you.
Okay.
Yes.
I think if it has a service, you can do notes.
Yes, you can. Yes.
Or any changes. And
yeah.
So whoever goes back next time can see
yes.
What has changed.
So, yeah, so back on this, the reason I guess I'm so enthused and so inspired is I think for like Patrick and Tyson and myself, it's been so neat to just see our dream come alive. And it's because you guys have gotten out of there and started using this website. If you have questions today on break time after lunch, those guys will be at those back tables. Get your account set up. Make a stop. Get you going. If you don't know how to do something, ask them.
Yeah, they're ready for us.
Whenever you're ready.
Just real quick, so these three brothers, their term, what they were set out to do is over. They've fulfilled it. And we're going to talk about it in our business, how we're going to go forward from here. They've accomplished what we asked them to do. They're still very, very knowledgeable. However, these other brethren are helping a lot. And do we want to put in a team for y'all to call and ask for help? Really, Paul, he's done with his term, Tyson, and Patrick. So just be thinking about that part of it.
Just an interesting note. Patrick called me one time and he said, Tim, he said, I sent some youth boys on our Denver route. And he said, I think they done your whole route too, he said. So he said they didn't understand the app quite. So, yeah, make sure that everybody that runs your route kind of understands if you use this. It's really neat. It works great. Craig will have prayer with us now.
I just want to tell you quick that, as you can see, if we're running a little behind on schedule, that's okay. After lunch, we're going to give Rod time to talk about Zambia. He was going to tell us last night. We're going to let him tell us about that. We have learned that one of the most inspiring parts of this meeting is you being willing to get up and share your little experiences. That's a vital part of these rallies. Keep that in the back of your mind. We're going to have to make it quick to have enough time this afternoon. But be thinking about it because it's very important. You're going to be surprised what kind of courage you give your other workers just to get up here and quickly tell them about your little touch that you got on your route. Let's all stand for prayer. Kind Father, we thank you for this wonderful time that we're having here this morning. We feel your presence. We just want to do your work. It's the last thing that you asked us to do. And we pray that we would take it to heart, each of us personally. We just thank you for this meal that's been prepared. Bless the hands of those that have worked hard to make it. Continue to be in our meeting. Be with our families back at home and each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.